I don't know, being a relatively new poster to DWA, I think that I've sort of been exposed to a whole new world of sex, I guess. I am not inexperienced. I have sex and I enjoy having sex. I mean, it's fun, it feels good, but I haven't really done anything worth bragging about with it. I've read stories posted to various subs here about stuff that, to me at least, seems wild, like, really wild, sort of unrelatable. So, I guess you could say that generally, when I have sex, it's being in a bed, which I bet is probably the case for a lot of people. And I think that a pretty big reason that I've never explored as much as I would have liked is because it's scary to, you know, open yourself up like that to someone and possibly face the rejection and, you know, all of the sort of shame and embarrassment. Speaking personally now, I've definitely been made to feel like a right whore, and a bit of a freak, to be honest, through wanting to try a little more unconventional stuff, and it took me a while to accept myself for it, accept that women in particular, with all of the, you know, the sort of the stigma, are allowed to enjoy the sort of stuff that I enjoy, and that it's okay to be turned on and to want, you know, to crave the feeling that an orgasm gives. It's still taking me a while to fully sort of open up like that again. I don't know. But there is one thing that I love to do, one thing that I can do and not feel ashamed of myself for it, or, you know, have to worry about what other people think of me. And I do it a lot. I, every morning when I go into the tube for my commute into the city centre, I put my earphones in and I listen to these audios. These audios that are really not, I don't know, kosher, I guess. They're not proper. No, they're not. They aren't what you'd expect a girl like me to be listening to, I don't think. I listen to you, and I sit there, or stand there more often than not, rocked by the movement of the carriage, and I try to keep my face from betraying me. And I sit too close to a stranger and I can hear the tinny sound of their music, and I just hope that they can't hear the moans or the wet sounds or or the spanks of mine. And I like to think that I'm pretty good at keeping a poker face, and that I can sort of be convincing, and that me. I'm not listening to men telling me what a bad girl I've been. I'm definitely not squeezing my legs together to relieve the ache that I'm feeling between them. It must be your imagination. I don't know what it is about doing this that keeps me coming back. It used to be a little bit. Annoying isn't really the right word. It doesn't annoy me as such, but there are times. There are mornings where I just wish I could be a little more. I don't know. There are mornings that I wish I could just listen to music and be normal, you know. And I've had to just sort of give in to it. And in doing so, I've had to give in to you, which really is quite frustrating because it, I don't know, it's a funny one. It slightly irritates me to know that you, someone I don't know, someone I've never met, never seen, well, probably never seen, you can never really be sure, can you? It irritates me that you have this power over me. Oh, fuck. It's almost like a reflex now. I see the tube, I think of you, I see the tube, I get wet. And it's infuriating, but oh god, it is so addictive. Part of it has got to be escape. A parallel universe or something, because when I put my earphones in and I'm listening to you, I'm not just crammed into the underground. I am transported to some exciting scenario. Have I been naughty, sir? Or what's this I can feel next to me in the bed? And despite my complaints about wishing I were just able to listen to music, having you in my ears telling me what you want to do to me, what you want me to do to you. It's fun, it's exciting, it's erotic, it turns me on, and I like the effect that your voice has on me. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe it's actually far worse than I care to admit. Maybe it really is quite. What's the word I'm looking for? Naughty. But there's also the thrill of it. Listening to you say all those things to me, and listening to you make those noises. And utterly surrounded by people. God, it's terrible, isn't it? I'll be listening to you talking about Fuck, I don't know anything. You could be reading a bus timetable and I'd probably still find myself breathing a little heavier. That's how bad it is. That's how much you've managed to taint me. And so, I'll be stood there, wondering whether or not everyone around can sense the heat coming from me, or thinking to myself, I wonder if my breathing's too loud, or did I just whimper out loud? Was that in my head? And then I'll look up, and I'll notice that my eyes have been boring into whoever has had the misfortune of being stood or sat opposite me, wondering whether they could see the glaze in my eyes as I lost myself in the fantasy. And I feel so sexual, so desirable, and it feels right, it feels good. And lately I've been having this fantasy that all starts when I'm stood on the tube, when I've got your voice in my ear and I get as turned on as I get, just aching for a little pressure. And I'll find myself looking at the faces of people around me, and sometimes I'll see a guy with his own earphones in, and just for a moment I'll wonder if it's you. The voice that honestly has ruined me. And so I'll stand there and I'll fix my gaze on this guy while I listen to all the terrible things that are being demanded of me. And in a strange way, it feels as though you're stood behind me and you're leaning down, whispering in my ear. While I stand there and picture this other guy saying your words, and I'll agonize over whether or not your voice suits this man. And it makes me blush a little, but in this fantasy it is you. Whoever this guy in the tube is, somehow, I just know. And I know that you're like me, that you've been looking at the faces of the people on the tube too, just wondering if any of them are listening to you. And we lock eyes, and it's strange because we both sort of hope that we are who the other person thinks. But how do we know? How can we be sure? And in my fantasy, I'll have said something on Reddit like, no, I'm using pink earphones today. Yeah, and you'd be looking at me just as intensely as I'd be looking at you, because it is intense. We stare at each other all the time. I've got your voice in my ear telling me how hot I am, how sexy, how much you want me, the things that you want to do to me. And I reach up to tuck a strand of hair out of the way behind my ear, and your breath catches in your throat. Pink headphones. And I see that you've seen, and I know that you know who I am and that I know who you are, and suddenly I'm not trying to hide it from the carriage anymore. I'm shifting in my stance a little, legs sort of crossed together in front of me as I grip those daft poles to keep myself upright. And I look at you. right in the face and bite my lower lip, letting it slide from under my teeth. And God, you look so hungry back at me. Your eyes are so dark, it looks like you can barely keep yourself seated. And I can just see your tongue wet your lips quickly, or maybe you clench your jaw a little. And at the same time, your voice is telling me how much you want to taste me. Every inch of me. My eyes flick to your hips, and I know that you've seen me do it. But I want you to be hard. I want your cock to be straining against your trousers. For me. Because of me. And it is, isn't it? Watching me, you get hard in my little skirt and tight top and my long socks and just like I am wet. And then the train gets into a station, a busy one, and as people get off, you stand up and you grab my wrist, but we don't get off the train, you just drag me to one of those little alcoves between the seats and the door. And as more and more people get crammed on, we get shoved closer together, my back against the glass, and you looming over me, hungry as you look in my head. And my lips are parted as I look up at you, and my hands sort of glide over your shirt. Maybe you're wearing a coat or something that I have to undo to really feel you. Sort of. Gently touch your chest, your waist, your hips. As if to sort of test whether it's really you, you know, like, are you, or are you just some pervert who doesn't mind being felt up? And we don't kiss, but we're close to it, and God, your presence overwhelms me. The height that you have over me, you make me feel so small. In my ears, you're fucking me face to face just like this. As a person sitting behind the glass, but that doesn't stop you from putting your hands on me too. It doesn't stop you from stroking my body through my clothes. You want me and I want you. I can't help myself. I want you to tell me that you want me. Tell me how much. It's not enough for me to just know. I need to hear it. I need to see the words leave your lips. Looking into your eyes, I press my palm against your crotch and oh God, and I can feel. I can feel how hard you are, how thick you are. Your cock bulging in my hand, pressing up so tightly against the cloth. Your lips part and you make a noise and fuck. All I can hear are the growling moans you make as you fuck me in the audio. I want to touch you in time to them. stroking my hand up and down, trying to tug through your trousers. And you grab my tits, roughly. My nipples are so hard, I'm sure they're poking through my top. She pushed me against the glass. And then the train judders, knocking us together. Pressing you further against my chest. Fuck. But in the audio, the position changes, and you're ordering me to move onto my hands and knees. Why is that? Do you want to take me from behind? So, I oblige, twisting around against you, pressing my hands against the glass. Looking at the people sitting on their morning commute. And you grip my hips in your strong hands, and you pull me against you. Fuck your cock, shoving against me. She starts to rock slowly into me. How good it feels through my thin little skirt. And I can feel your breath against my neck and my hair as your growls start to get louder and louder in my ear. And you're fucking me so hard, the smack. Your cock against my skin is audible. You grind on me a little harder, creasing my clothes against my skin. You ruffle my skirt up in your fingers. Your other hand snakes up between my legs, fingers pressed hard against my clit. I needed this. Something to rub against, trapped between your cock and your fingers. And I'm soaked through and I don't care, I like it. I like being a slut for you. And in such a public place, oh, fuck me. Your voice tells me that you want to come inside me. That you need to feel my pussy wrapped around your cock as you come. And I want it too, but I'm not finished with my own fantasy. Because in my fantasy, this crowd of people surrounding us is so sleepy, and so unaware, so fucking oblivious to everything that's going on around them. I think that we could be a little bad. I think that we could both have a little more fun. And thanks to my long coat with the slit up the back, if you were to just slip your cock out of your trousers and lean in behind me, lift my skirt up, I think you probably just plunge it inside me. I'm already so wet for you, and I think that would be alright, because I think if we're both able to, if we're both able to keep a straight face, I don't think anyone would notice. Oh, fuck, I want that so much. You fucking up into me from behind, and with your fingers rubbing against my clit. I'd have to bite my lip to stop myself from moaning out. Gripping your forearms with my claws, really, to keep my knees from buckling. And you'd have to do your best to be quiet, but fuck, in my ears you're fucking me hard and fast and rough, and your moans. Oh, your moans. I want you to grip me tight as I am. flood me with your cum, but you stop. You pull out and you force me to turn to face you again, and I see how heavy your breaths are. And you pick me up and I wrap my legs around your middle, and oh fuck, you don't even look around to check if anyone's watching before you're already back inside me, pounding me against the glass. I need it. Why do you do this to me? You're such a bad man. Such a bad man, Daddy. And I know this seems wild. I know that people would be disgusted with this behavior. And I know that somewhere there'll be some pervert watching the show that we're putting on. Watching through the security cameras, but that only makes me wetter. That only makes this fantasy all the more exciting, and oh fuck, it would feel so good. Having you stretch me out the way I imagine you would, but it wouldn't be enough. I'd feel my clit aching for attention too. Begging to be rubbed in fast little circles. Oh fuck, I'm close. Bucking my hips onto you. Please come for me. Let me be the one that you moan and you growl and you comfort. That girl that you're fucking so hard in your audios. And wet and fucking wound up. I need to comfort me because I comfort you so much. And then the PA calls the name of my station. Reality. Sitting in my seat with a whole day of work ahead of me. So I'll see you the same time tomorrow morning then. Look for the pink earphones.